Good morning. 7:22, November 3, 15 degrees. Yeah, almost single digit. Cold? Uh-huh, you betcha. I feel like Minnesota, eh? I'm just looking for my corn muffin. I'm gonna pay a dollar for a corn muffin that's half gold, you know? Holy cow. Seriously, it's cold out here this morning. There's also traffic. There's ice underfoot because all the snow that melted yesterday and ran in sheets across the sidewalk is now frozen solid. With any luck, you won't hear me go crashing to the sidewalk. I haven't so far. I'm taking it pretty easy, other than trying to keep enough body heat. I waited to leave this morning until 7 a.m. I did that on purpose. Oops. A bit of ice that had the water underneath it run away. I did that on purpose this morning to make sure that I got people awake at 7 o'clock. Yesterday morning when I got back at around 7:30, I still had two people sound asleep, which was unacceptable in terms of the day's performance. And since apparently I am the alarm clock for the house, I waited until 7 o'clock and woke people up as I was leaving. So if you're following the count, yesterday I topped, I know it was at least 12,000. I'm over 13 now. I got 1,200 more words this morning before the walk. And I'm looking for another 7,000 today, maybe. Another 7,000 word day. There was a hiccup in my status reporting for Nano. And for some reason it said that I was minus 10,000 words on the day. I'm not exactly sure why that was. I'm moving up today, but my graph looks very weird, which is a little disconcerting, but the total counts are correct. I do have 13,000. Oops, there's another awkward piece of ice. Speaking of awkward. Anchor. Snow and crust is difficult. Can't cross the street. The traffic's too heavy, and I'm in the middle of the block, so I have to soldier on, I guess. Anyway, the graph looks funny. I spent too much time talking about that on the forum, trying to get it resolved. Turns out I'm not the only one who has this problem. They're working on it. Whether it gets resolved or not, I don't know. It only affects the graph, so I'm not going to get too bent. Checking traffic. I'm going to try to cross the road here. Come over to where the sidewalk is plowed. I'll get back to where there's no sidewalk again soon, probably, but at least I'll be able to walk. So, yeah. Story is unfolding at 13,000 words, according to last night. If I keep up on this pace, I'll be done by the 7th. Of course, this morning is another day, and with very low count for the day, the daily average dropped back down again. it's up to me to give it a kick in the slots and get it back up before the day is over. Finishing the first 50,000 words in a week would be a good number for me. The best I've done during NaNoWriMo, certainly. Now, I have, and I said this before, I was working on owner's share. Who was captain's share now? I've forgotten. I'm pretty sure it was owner's share. I was working on owner's share. I kept a running tally of my daily word counts. And they were quite frequently in the 10,000 range, to the point where I had two consecutive weeks in a row where I had more than 66,000 words in a 7-day window. So for 2 weeks, my weekly average was 66,000 words or better. The most I ever got was 68,000 words in a 7-day window. So six tens and an eight to give that 68,000 word average. Wasn't a bad week. I suspect that I'm going to have a few of those weeks here in NaNoWriMo. The story is just sketching itself out as I go. I'm seeing places where I really feel like there's stuff missing that I don't. For example, we're 13,000 words in, and she hasn't had a dream. She hasn't had one of her raven dreams. We've talked about the raven dream. We've talked about her need to go north. But people who pick this book up without having read Ravenwood aren't going to have the benefit of that background. Frankly, I don't know how serious an issue that is, which is why I'm not going back through to fill them in. There are some other things from the past book that are going to be important that were not heavily emphasized in the last book. I can see right now where we're going to have a problem with that. But that's okay. I can edit that in December. What I need to do is get the book done so that I know where I need to edit, what needs to be added, and how I want to go about doing that once I see what the story is. The story itself is, I'm really quite pleased with it in terms of its, the way it's unfolding, the way it's shaping up. I can't, it's invigorating to do. Those of you who have suffered along with me as I plotted and planned and tried to outline and dealt with notes and all the rest of it, struggling with Scrivener, all of you who understand it have been with me during that down period, the exuberance that I feel today for having gotten up and done 1,200 words before even taking my walk, that I did over 13,000 words so far just since November 1st, and it's only 7:30 in the morning on November 3rd. It's quite a freeing feeling. It's quite an exuberant, I can't wait to get back to my keyboard feeling. I'm feeling like I'm resenting being dragged away for those things that I know I have to do, like take the kids to school, or pick the kids up from school, or take time off to fix meals in the evening, or whatever. Tonight is going to be difficult because it's karate night, and I'm going to be out of the house for the better part of probably 2 hours in the evening. So I really need to get my words done before 5 p.m. today. There won't be a lot of words after that. I'm standing beside the road waiting to cross back over. I need to get over there to the clear sidewalk so that I can make the turn down into the neighborhood, get away from this traffic. I may wind up walking in the street down there, but at least I won't feel like I'm about to get hit every 40 seconds or less. So, in other news, speaking of Ravenwood, the Ravenwood sequel is what I'm writing. Ravenwood is not doing all that well. It's a little bit disappointing, but as Deborah Geary has pointed out to me on a couple of occasions already, it's only been a little more than a week, actually I think a week today. The algorithms haven't really noticed me yet. I'm not showing up on any of the lists yet. I was well positioned on the Epic Fantasy list and then dropped 3,000 points and fell off the bottom rather quickly. Initial sales were good, but they've tapered off now, and we're just waiting for more people to pick up the paper title and begin to see it. Unfortunately, because it's on a downward cycle right now, it's well down on the hot new releases, so that's kind of a bummer. But we'll see. It'll do what it'll do, and I can't complain for having an additional title out. Particularly since Quarter Share, which got picked up for apparently an Amazon promotion by the editors of Amazon. I haven't heard anything back from Ryden on the subject yet, but from everything I've read, Amazon goes through and finds books that their editors like or that they think have promise, and for a month, they discount those books. Quarter Share is down to $1.99 now, and promote them pretty heavily. So I've gone from about 8,000 sales rank to, yesterday I was in the 500s for Quarter Share. The other two books, Full Share and Half Share, were also down in the 7,000, 8,000 range. They've come up to around 5,000 or 6,000 now, so they've come up 2,000 points. That's a difference of 10, maybe 12 books a day in terms of overall sales, depending on what else is going on up above it, of course. Now, the reality is that books don't change. Once you get much above 10,000, books don't change in big jumps very, very frequently, unless there's some kind of sales activity driving it, or unless there's some kind of promotional activity that is moving a big swath of other books up or down. So for a month, looks like for the whole month of November, the Share series will be getting heavy promotion from Amazon, and that should, come on, Ryden, feed into the release of Double Share in December, which would be pretty prime. That would make a very nice end of year, beginning of the year boost to what has been, frankly, quite a disappointing second half, in large part because that book did not get out in August. I know people are complaining on some of the forums about the general level of sales in September and October, but the reality is that frequent releases do matter, and I haven't had a release in a long time, comparatively. Now, comparing me to mainstream, where I would only get a release every other year, I'd still be on Double Share right now. I'd still be on Half Share right now, instead of looking at Double, so I can't really complain too much. But we've got to get this boat back on the road. And part of that, I realized, is that I've got to get my boat back on the road. Working on Ravenwood, actually contemplating the idea that I might actually get two books out this month, two books that I could then turn around and podcast in December and January, that would help a great deal in terms of reminding people that I'm here, people who've forgotten since last January that we crashed the server, people who are still angry at me for Article 37. So, you know, the short story, the Emulator of Aminardus, the print, the ebook only novella, which reminds me I need to record that and get that over to Tony C. Smith. In terms of author platform, what all of you who are listening to me today really constitute is the core of my hardcore following. What that means in terms of platform is that it's been sort of languishing, and it's been languishing for a while. This idea that I started out with four books, and I've since done at most two books a year, most years only one. I did record Crown Conspiracy. That book is now down. Anybody who happens to have it is still free to share it, of course, because that was the license agreement under which it was offered. I think I'm probably not in a position to offer it to anyone, even though I originally did offer it under those terms. But just, I'm probably not legally bound, but I just assume not be in the position of embarrassing Ryden or Robin or Michael by releasing it. If anybody else wants to, you know what? You're perfectly within your rights to do so. You were offered that file under Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike. That license still is existing, and you are still able to share it as far as I'm concerned. Now, they will, Orbit, they will undoubtedly get somebody to record it for them for Audible. It will be, I'm certain, one of their stable of professional authors, of professional readers, their professional voice talents, and more power to them. Good luck. I know a few people who actually do listen to Audibles. I know a few people who actually do subscribe, much the same way they do Netflix. I don't know what that means in terms of sales to the books, the authors, the readers who are doing that work. I do know that the book that I've got on Audible from Steve Timm has never generated $1 in terms of revenue to me, at least not yet. It may be accruing in some account somewhere at the producers, but so far that hasn't come back in my direction. I'm not terribly surprised. It was a really tough book to do, but it's also literary fiction. And you got to wonder whether or not that literary fiction has a big market. I know literary fiction in ebook is pretty hard to break into, much harder than genre fiction. So we'll see. I don't know. I don't know how it was mixed when it was finally done mixing. That wasn't my job. All I did was cut the lines and put the lines over to Jeff Kafer, who did the actual mixing and production work for Crossroads to deliver to audible.com. So we'll see. I don't know. Oh, no. An unattended pooch. This does not bode well. What house are you supposed to belong to, dog? He's not gonna get near me, so that's okay. Oh. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. At least one good thing is that it's still 15 degrees. I can tell because there's a fog. There's a cold air fog hanging over the snowfield here and down by the pond in the water catchment basin where the water is not frozen. It's still open. The cold air and the relatively warm ground and water is generating a haze. It's quite astonishing. It's quite lovely, actually. It's quite beautiful. The broken trees black against the gray fog, the gray haze, the sun coming up. It's over there. I can see it behind the clouds. It's just making a big kind of yellowish glow behind a portion of the sky. Can't really see any kind of disc, but it's there. Oh, hush, dog. Go home. I need to try to cross the street. Because my house is right here. Dog keeps running ahead of me. I'm pretty sure this isn't the direction where he lives. But I made it. I made it all the way around. Yay, me. I'm at the back gate, reminding you that tomorrow was another day.